Well, we've got Jana Cabral on the line. She's the program coordinator for Voices, Manitoba's Youth and Care Network, and they've got something special coming up at the end of the month. Before we get into that, Jana, a little bit more about Voices.
Here at Voices, we work with young people from ages 12 to 30.
Okay.
And what's great about our organization is that everyone that works here was in care themselves. So we understand from that point of view as well. And, you know, we get to teach them their rights and how to advocate for themselves. And we provide a wide variety of other supports. And just awesome that we get to have this day to celebrate and come together and, you know, let people know who we are and that we're here for them.
And the Earl Cook Classic, what we're talking about, the 9th annual coming up March 25th. But tell us more about who it was named after.
Started originally to honor the life and legacy of a young man named Earl Cook.
Okay.
He was a young person in foster care who just had an amazing spirit while battling cancer, along with, you know, the challenges of being in the system. And he just never lost his positivity and fighting spirit. He had a saying that, you know, tough times don't last, but tough people do. And so we've used him and his legacy as a role model to give hope to other young people in care and as an opportunity to show young people that the adult helpers in their lives, like social workers, police officers, foster parents, really do care about them. Originally, it was in memory of Earl Cook, and this year it's still in memory of Earl Cook, but we also are going to have a moment of silence to honor all young people that, you know, have passed away while in care. But it is a friendly youth game, youth against social workers. So, you know, the youth are undefeated so far. And, you know, we still need some more players.
Both youth and adult?
Yeah, we would love some more adult players.
Okay.
And also we still have room on our youth team, and we can provide, you know, all the equipment if needed. We received a donation of jerseys and received a donation to get those jerseys printed with our logo.
Oh, nice.
So we have our own Voices jerseys, and, you know, we'll play a friendly game and then have a reception with light snacks and refreshments.
Well, let's see if we can get you some players. I'm going to blog all this info up at hot105fm.com on our good news page. And thanks for sending me some photos of some recent tournaments. Looks like a lot of fun. And thanks for what you do to help out the youth.
Thank you so much.